This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's do this. Our Green and Gold analyst, Paul Emick, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. How you doing, buddy? What's going on, man?
Hey, Bill. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. So we were sitting here talking. Well, first of all, breaking news today, Josh Sitton is going to retire as a Green Bay Packer. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, certainly not unexpected. A couple years with, a couple years with the Bears. You know, it didn't. You know, it doesn't end up like, you know, when Jordy Nelson, it's like, oh, he played a year as a Raider. Like, these guys are Packers. You know, Josh Sitton was a Packer. One of the best quotes I have of a player or coach I've ever interviewed by far. I think his last year in Green Bay, he was the David Bakhtiari of the Wendy's Big Show and the Afternoon in Milwaukee radio show. He was the guest, and he was always providing there, as well as in the locker room, some of the best quotes. And he was a heck of an offensive lineman for 5, 6, 7 years. He was one of the best in the league, that's for sure.
By the way, Paul Emick brought to you by our friends at the Sprinkler Fitters, Local 183, protecting life and property in Wisconsin since 1906. Go to sprinklerfitters183.org for all the information about opportunities. So, Paul, this team, we were talking about identities yesterday and today. And if I had to say, tell me what the identity of the Green Bay Packers is as we head down the back stretch of this thing, what is it?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind for me is I would define their identity, and I had not, you know, put thought into this, but the first thing that comes to mind to me is a team that wins in various ways unconvincingly, okay? I have had more people tell me, Bill, that, you know, it's just not an impressive 9-3 team. It just doesn't feel like they're that good, and yet you look at the standings and they are. So, you know, early on in the season, especially coming out of week one, and Mike Pettine had just, you know, led a defense to a three-point performance, and he was being mobbed on the field by his players, and he was beloved. I mean, Mike Pettine is, you know, on a very successful team this year, is being talked about as, okay, you know, who's the Packers' defensive coordinator next year? Like, you know, that's quite a fall from grace from 12 weeks ago, and from a team that's actually, you know, performing really well. Matt LaFleur and his play calling and his feel for the offense is being questioned. This team is 9-3. In Buffalo, Bills fans, no intention of Bills fans are ecstatic and just, you know, jumping for joy about being 9-3. And Packers fans are sort of, and I get it. I'm not discrediting it. Packers fans are sort of like, you know, and I think that's fair. I mean, this is a team that has won games, having a great season. Matt LaFleur, by far the best rookie head coach in the league. But it's not, you know, for the most part, it's not been like these, it's not been like 2011 when, you know, there were just some games where it's just like, this is the varsity against, not even the JV team, it's the varsity against the freshman team. You know, it hasn't really been that for the most part. They've won, you know, 75% of their games, but not always in a way that I think makes you feel like, wow, this is a Super Bowl team. You know, they just haven't had that moment yet. So I think when I think of the identity of the team, that's how I view the 2019 Packers to this point.
I look at this team, and Joe had asked me during buy or sell if this team went back to San Francisco. I mean, if you had to choose San Francisco, New Orleans, Seattle, where would you want to go? And I had said at the time, think about it, because they physically got beat up by San Francisco. But you're also, if you go to New Orleans, you're playing a guy that's won a Super Bowl in Drew Brees, and also a very tough place to play. Same thing with Russell Wilson. Garoppolo, I haven't seen him win in the postseason. I don't know what he has. I may like my chances better with the unknown rather than the two guys that have been there, done that, that kind of are cool under pressure.
And we know how important veteran QB status is when it comes to the playoffs. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers in February of 2011 was a pretty, you know, unproven playoff quarterback and won the Super Bowl. You know, so it's not like there aren't examples to the contrary. But I hear you on that. I would tell you, having watched that Packers-San Francisco game multiple times, you know, sat through it, you know, and not exactly an enjoyable watch, but I wouldn't want to go back to San Francisco. I get it. I think your reasons, your logic is totally valid, and it's hard to dispute that you wouldn't rather play Jimmy Garoppolo instead of Drew Brees or Russell Wilson. But beyond the quarterback position, the 49ers are just really good. And I think the best thing that might be happening here for the Packers is that Seattle has overtaken the Niners at the top of the NFC West. So if things shake out a certain way, you know, I know that the Niners still have the tiebreaker over Green Bay, obviously, because of the head-to-head, and there's still four games left to play. But I wouldn't want to go back to San Francisco, Bill. I think I would choose New Orleans. I think if you said, hey, you got to go to one of these three places and win an NFC championship game, I think the Saints are the least deep. I know that going into that stadium is treacherous at times, but you know, picking three different poisons, I think I would say the best chance the Packers would have would be in New Orleans. But I'm not saying they'd be favored, but they probably I don't know if San Francisco or at Seattle are desirable matchups for this 2019 Packers team.
It's nothing's perfect. You know, my philosophy is just that, you know, for a guy that's been there, done that. You know, Aaron Rodgers, we all say the same thing. Well, Aaron Rodgers has got that veteran ability, and he's been that cool under pressure. That would be my reasoning. Let me ask you this. Defensively speaking, who would the Packers, because 9 times out of 10, a defense will get you big plays and get you big moments to propel you into deep into the postseason or into a Super Bowl or win you one. And we've seen that in the past. So is this defense capable against any one of those teams that I just mentioned of beating them?
I think we could spend, maybe when we talk on Friday, Bill, I think we have, you know, 15 minutes of material to break down the Packers' defense. Came across a stat today. Where would you know, Bill, I'll put you on the spot. There's 32 teams in the NFL. We know that the Packers have been somewhat susceptible to 20-plus yard passes downfield. Maybe you saw this stat, maybe you didn't. If you saw it, you know, let me know, and don't, you know, cheat on your quiz. But where do you think the Packers rank in passing defense in the league on passes of 20 or more yards?
I think I read this a couple of weeks ago, but correct me if I'm wrong. Aren't they dead last as far as giving up big plays?
They are dead last. That, I don't care who you're playing. You know, like, if you are the worst defense in the NFL, I mean, you want to talk about the identity of this team? They find ways to win, man. I give credit to the team because they have some, like, glaringly brutal weaknesses on this football team, which you're not supposed to be last in the league in anything, in any category, and still be 9-3. That's not supposed to happen. So however the Packers have been pulling it off, I mean, they're doing it. And Matt LaFleur deserves credit. The players deserve credit. They are the worst special teams return team in the history of the NFL. They have, what, minus 11 yards. They just cut Tre'Mon Smith and brought in this running back. And, you know, they ditched Trevor Davis early in the year. Like, they are historically bad at punt.
And by the way.
What's that?
Isn't Trevor Davis available again?
He actually just got claimed.
Did he get picked up? Okay.
By the Dolphins this morning. So he didn't make it very far through waivers. But he was temporarily available via waivers. Historically bad at punt return and the worst passing defense in the league on plays of over 20 yards. If you can... You know, if you can tell me a story of how that team, and I believe in the Packers. Like, I do think there's a team here that, you know, in the right game, in the right moment, could represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. It's not like, you know, we're talking about a 3-9 team here. We're talking about 9-3. But some of these, like, last in the league type of things, they have a month to clean it up, Bill. Because if they don't, you know, this is probably a one-and-done type of year. So Mike Patton has a heck of a challenge ahead of him in terms of figuring out, I don't care if it's in San Francisco against Garoppolo, in New Orleans against Brees, in Seattle against Russell Wilson. If you're the worst passing defense in the league of 20 or more yards, any quarterback's going to light you up. And I think that's, again, I think the Packers have literally a month, four games left to, if not solve that issue, at least put some Band-Aids on it. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I would agree. I just... I agree with you. I think they're doing it a lot with the ability on offense to control the clock. It's a bend but don't break defense, and they're giving up those big plays, but they're not putting those in plays into the end zone. So there's a lot of different kind of nuances to this. We'll talk more about this coming up towards the end of the week. Paul, always good, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Bill.
All right, pal. There you go. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. Your car, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Paul is brought to you by the Sprinkler Fitters, Local 183, protecting life and property in Wisconsin since 1906. For a career and an opportunity to work in this terrific trade, visit sprinklerfitters183.org. That is sprinklerfitters183.org, and see what they can do for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.